You know how much I love London, I love England for many years, and I hope actually that this Gaelic week with Nicholas and Carla will reinforce the Entente Cordiale beyond heels, hems and hats. Having said that, I'm really pleased to be in London after the Docklands and the Wembley Stadium, and to be in, I was going to say an intimate venue, it's not exactly that what it is, but being indoor for a very special project, and I'm really glad to, we are at the beginning of this world tour at the moment, and sharing this evening with you in London. Oxygen is a very special project to me, and I'm glad to share this music with in its entirety. The first time that I'm playing it, I played lots of excerpts of Oxygen, but it's the first time that I'm doing it. It's not started yet. Be quiet, please. Yes. You know, they're difficult to control, these machines, you know. Anyway, I was going to say that I'm really pleased to play Oxygen because it actually it's where in London where everything started for me and for this piece of music, as you know. And obviously the inspiration behind Oxygen, the title of the music, the cover, the skull inside the globe, was obviously linked and is still linked to environmental issues. And we're not so many 30 years ago to be really concerned by the future of the planet. And actually, this is something quite in sync with more lot people today, and we're all very happy about that. Having said that, this piece of music is also very special because of the instruments I used at the time. All these instruments are part of the mythology of electronic music. Without these crazy designers that invented those incredible analog synthesizers from the 20s, the Russian theremin from the 20s, very strange instrument. You know, the first. That was the real beginning, right? lots of other instruments that are actually could be compared to the Stradivarius in classical music. I mean, it's a dream of lots of violin players these days still to play on an instrument that has been devised or designed for centuries ago. It's exactly the same with those instruments. It was also a time where technology was approached in a rather poetic way that. Our vision of the future was quite also innocent. 2001 was ahead of us, the movie, but also the year. And today it seems that the vision of the future, like 2001, is maybe behind us, this kind of poetic, epic vision we had at that time. And it's really actually remind me about a very dear friend who passed away last week, Arthur C. Clarke, a very good friend of mine, and I really would like to share this evening with him. We had a project actually not a long time ago in this very venue, being together on stage, and very special project, and obviously it's quite moving for me to be on that stage tonight, just a few days after he passed away. So I'm going to think a lot about Sir Arthur, tonight. Thank you. Thank you for him. He's been of a great influence to my work, and I know to a lot of musicians and to lots of artists all over the world. I would like now to introduce the musicians playing with me in that tour. Very dear friends, the first one, Dominique Perrier. Where is he? Somewhere. Yes. Dominique Perrier, he plays keyboards, synthesizers, and lots of albums and lots of concerts all over the world with me. Claude Samard, probably the youngest in the band, but very important since the past 5 or 6 years, and he's the musical coordinator of the project, taking care of drums, drum machines and bass and different stuff. And last but not least, Francis Rimbert, playing with me six oxygen, and he knows all these instruments as well as myself. Thank you. So one more word. I mean, it's a ritual now, since the beginning of the tour, to tune these old ladies, if I can say so. They are a bit capricious, and we have to tune them before starting the concert. And we have, it's kind of 100% live situation where accident may happen, and we'd be happy to share them with you if it happens. Have a good evening.